Part of the Ethiopian community are calling on the Australian government to help stop what they say is a Rwandan-style genocide being carried out by Ethiopia's government. They say they face a campaign of threats and intimidation in Australia too, but they've had enough and will not be silenced anymore. The New South Wales chairman of the Ethiopian Association, Tasfe Engdewerkmaru, is among those sounding the alarm.
They have been terrorizing the Ethiopian people. They're killing people. Genocide. They're killing indiscriminately.
He says if the West is moved to act in Syria or Rwanda, it should intervene in Ethiopia.
We're trying to bring to the world's attention what's happening in Ethiopia and to bring those people to justice.
For Ethiopians enjoying the relative safety of Australia, the bitter reality of what's happening back at home is hard, they say, to leave behind.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying.
This woman is a refugee from Ethiopia who we're calling Mona. She says her father was killed for his political views. She says soon after that, her brother had to go into hiding.
Always he's hiding at home. He's wearing dress. He's no go outside.
But one night, she says, he did go out. By morning, he had not returned. And Mona says she went looking for him.
He's leaking blood in the hall, in the floor. My brother, too much blood. I see him.
She says he had been shot in the head. Mona has only agreed to speak out if her identity is hidden, so her family in Addis Ababa is not threatened any further. Asked why she is scared now, she says,
because before government killing my dad and then my brother, now I have mom and two brothers. I always scared for them.
Abula Agwa of a group called Ethiopia's Multicultural Action for Humanity says Ethiopian Australians are traumatized because of Ethiopian government's action. He says he was tortured and jailed for 5 years, and he says it's common for Ethiopians in Australia to face intimidation. But Mr. Agwa says it's time for the community to speak out.
For Ethiopian Australians, this is the right time for us to stand, have our voice out for the voiceless people who are intimidated, who are jailed, and who are suffering.
In Ethiopia, the Oromo and Amara people are protesting what they see as a government land grab known as the Master Plan. It has triggered the worst unrest in more than a decade. Last month, 90 people died, another 75 were killed in November and December last year. Finishing the Rio Olympic marathon, runner Faisa Lilesa crossed his wrists overhead in solidarity and offered this warning.
I'm personally very fearful that this is going to take on an ethnic dimension, where you will see a Rwanda-like situation, where ethnic groups turn on each other.
With its vigil in Sydney over the weekend, Australia's Ethiopian community is increasing pressure on the Australian government to review its relationship with Ethiopia. Solomon Kabere of Ethiopia's Multicultural Action for Humanity said it needs to be done.
Whatever support the Australian government is giving to the Ethiopian government, they have to make sure that the government is not using it for their own political purpose.
A spokesman for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has told SBS in a statement, the Australian government has consistently raised human rights concerns with the Ethiopian government, but Tesfaye Engdewerkmaru of the Ethiopian Association says that's not enough.
Raising the concern, it doesn't mean anything to the government in Ethiopia. They have to put a stop to it.
He says the protesters want Australia to ask the United Nations to intervene and create an Ethiopian government of national unity.